one.
Here we are, Worldwide Live through VBS Radio. Thank you so much for making this possible for us, Don and Doug. And we have the phone lines still open. This is a simulcast with a conference call. We had somebody else join in. I welcome the person. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Hello, good evening, Don.
Hi,
welcome,
Don.
Saul.
Hi,
everybody.
And after you, somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Diane in Minnesota.
Good evening, Diane. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Susan, are you getting shy?
Oh, that was for me. I thought somebody came on before me. Hello, everyone.
How are you doing, Susan? All right. Thank you for being here. And Terry Brown.
Yes.
Guess who else is here?
Oh,
Uncle Terry.
Oh?
Uncle Terry. That's a good name, Uncle Terry.
Uncle Terry.
It's such a pleasure to have Uncle Terry on the line with us.
Absolutely,
Uncle
yes.
Terry. How are you, Uncle Terry?
Hi, Terry. Terry Brown, I don't think you sound very good on your off your phone right now. Could you say something?
We have many lines open right now, so let me first welcome those who just joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Barbara from Houston.
Hello, Barbara from Houston. Thank you for being here.
I'm happy to be here. I usually only get to hear the replay, so.
All right. You sound like a new voice to me.
Yes, I'm pretty new. Yeah, like I said, I just listened for the last 2 months or so since that George Norrie appearance that Wynn made, and but I mostly only get to hear the replay, so it's really fun to be here live.
Great. A warm welcome to you, Barbara.
Welcome.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Wynn.
Can you hear me loud and clear, Hive?
Loud and clear, man.
Hello, Wynn. Okay.
Hi, Wynn.
Although I'm going to mute the lines.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right. We have a bunch of people here. Thank you for being here, Wynn. And Terry Brown and Uncle Terry, it's a blessing to have you all here.
Uncle Terry, is that the new name for Dr. Terry?
That is correct, for Dr. Friedman.
Dr. Friedman.
I like it.
I like Uncle Terry. It's less intimidating. But it's not as dignified. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you think of Uncle Terry?
I like it.
You like it? Okay. All right. I like it too.
Yeah.
We got all these people checking in.
I turned off the entry and exit signs.
All right. Okay. So we have a bunch of questions. Well, let me just start the tape recorder. Hang on.
This conference is being recorded.
This is Wynn Free and Terry Brown and Hi's Magalio. Hi's in Magalia. Uncle Terry Friedman and in Phoenix and all of us everywhere. We have Marilyn Kowalski. We have, let's see, who else do we have on the line today? We have Julia Rael, geez, were you born with the name Rael Dutch? Julia, tell me later. And Don Herman and Susan Rush in Delaware and Jackie and Barbara, and all of you listening on the internet, though I can't tell that you're here. And, of course, this is the night that we bring in our sources who say they are the Elohim, they say they created the universe, and we ask them questions about life on Earth and what it means to be alive now. And, of course, many of you are asking questions about your issues. And we have some exceptional questions tonight. And, you know, it took a long time for me to get the courage to ask these questions live, because I know, and I've said this many times, that with channeling in general, in a second here, I'm just organizing my questions. Well, it's like the purpose of channeling is not to give your power away, channeling. And it's very interesting, those of you that listened to Monday's call, I explored something. I had quite a few emails about it. And I was thinking about what the premises of what we were talking about Monday. And I came up with some additional spins on everything that I didn't think he addressed. It came as a result of some of the questions that you guys were submitting. I think I'm going to talk about it next Monday, because it's an incredibly deep subject. And for some reason, I could look at the whole thing. I could look at it, and I could see it. I could see how it progressed. Doesn't mean I knew every answer, but I was seeing things that I never saw before, that article triggered me on. That was the one. The article was by a guy named Cameron, who said, "I'm not a light worker anymore." And he was making a case that to get beyond duality, you have to get beyond negative and positive, and that a lot of the channeled sources that people bring forth, even though they sound positive, and they are positive. I'm going to talk about it Monday, but it's like, who are they? Why are they there? Are they better than us? Are we supposed to worship them? Are we supposed to look up to them? If you'll notice, our sources never, ever want us to worship them. They want us to be friends. And there's this extraordinary thing many of us experienced of how it feels to have a warm feeling from a friend that's invisible, that says they're in another dimension, and you have to trust what they say about who they are, because there's no way to validate it except by the fruits. That's what Jesus said. Evaluate by the fruits. And many of you who are on this line have had your life changed, not because you're believing in the Elohim, but because they contributed some bit of wisdom, some bit of energy that you applied, and something shifted. And I think that's as good a criteria as any, because whether they are who they say or they're not who they say, it's like if they are, then there's a temptation to give up your power to them. And that is not what they encourage. If you'll notice, the way they answer questions is very rarely, maybe never, but certainly very rarely, if you say, "What should I do?" they don't tell you, because it's so important for you to make your own decision. They may give you some clues on how to make a decision. Also, you'll notice if you ask about somebody else, like, is my boyfriend, is he cheating on me? Let's just say you ask that question. They wouldn't answer that. They wouldn't answer a question that you ask about someone else unless you have that person's permission to ask that question. They would answer a question about how should I relate to that person, or how should I respond to something they did. They could answer that because that doesn't violate free will of the person. It doesn't violate privacy of the person. If they started telling you about other people and those people haven't given permission for that information to come forth, that is most definitely negative. That is a source that is imposing on the free will and the confidentiality we all deserve, so that if they see something, it's not their business to divulge it to anyone. And so in these questions that we ask and the questions they answer today, I always tell people, don't believe it's the Elohim. Don't believe that the answers are correct. Don't believe that occasionally, sometimes, Terry doesn't have bleed-through from her own conscious mind. I don't think we get negative sources, but it's in the mix that it's possible. So if it doesn't sound right, then discard it. I mean, if I ever really thought we had a negative source, I'd interrupt and say, we're moving on, okay? And but, you know, the reason we don't get negative sources, the reason is, I will give Terry the credit, because she has such a high degree of service and care for people and love for being of true assistance, and she has no care about recognition, and that creates a huge protection. And, of course, I'm participating, and we don't do this for money. That creates a protection, because not that we don't like money. We do. Everyone in the physical realm would be crazy to say they don't like money. But when you start doing this work and charge money for it, there's an aspect of a human that suddenly gets addicted to maximizing the money instead of maximizing the service. And even I could have that temptation. And so there's a protection, because that means I don't have to cater to you. I don't have to make you like me. I don't have to answer. We don't have to answer questions that are going to be what you want to hear. And I don't think we do. But when you're making money from this, there's a temptation to want to please you, because then you'll spend more money. We're doing readings. We're charging lots of money. And it makes you dependent on us. And I don't want you dependent. You may be depending on us, and that's okay. Because if it's helping you, you keep coming back, and I'm glad to be here to be able to provide this. But it's not my desire to make you dependent, okay? And nor to make me dependent. And it's like, it's probably why we're good at this, because we keep those things such a high priority. Okay, and Terry, are you ready?
Yes. No.
Oh, my. That's the first time you ever said you were ready in my life, right?
No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Okay, yeah. Now, I was talking about you in front of everybody. You want to clarify anything I said?
Well, I was in my channeling mode, and I was following in that mode.
All right, don't say anything. Okay.
I think that, now I'm bringing it back, I think that, I think what you said is very accurate. If something doesn't resonate with people, an answer doesn't seem right, just discard it and just use what you can use. What is it? You know, that's because that's applicable to you. And so I think that what I'm glad you said what you said, that even they say it off and on.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, we do this little invocation, which is really a group intention to bring the energy in, because all of you are helping as well. I have to say, I didn't say that, but all of you, when you come here with open hearts, you and the energy spreads to all of you. Our sources, I believe, are in that energy flow, and that you help enormously to create this protected space to keep it positive. So, and many of you can feel that energy just flowing through your body as I say it. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And just before we start our questioning, let's just take a moment and bless our planet. Let's bring this energy surrounding Earth. Let it bring it close up and near to every person on our planet. It's reaching for higher connection. Let's bring it into the core of the Earth and send love to the Earth. Let's ask for any and all plots of the negative to be disabled, to be circumvented for the highest good of all concerned. And right now, let's ask that all of us that need healing, that need shift, that need our spirits lifted, that need clarity in our own lives, let's ask that we have those blessings. Take a moment of silence. And do our sources have anything they'd like to say in introduction before we start asking questions?
This is Ra'an, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. Today is the 28th of May, 2000. The phone is ringing. 2014. We greet you, and we look over the various energies from vantage point of Sedona, where we're coming in as a focal point, and then we expand out so that each and every person on the line, each and every person listening, each and every person on the computer, either in the time of the call or in the time of their listening or reading a transcript, is included, and those that wish are surrounded in our cloud of pink. Our color is pink, and are extended love, imparted love and connection. And we are only available if you free will it. We do not take control. And we, when we do healings, it is co-creative with you. And do you have questions?
Yes. Question from Barbara in Houston, Texas. Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much for your service. I love listening to the calls. I'm sorry, Barbara. I'm just reading your accolades. It's good for people to hear it. Good for Terry and me. Usually on replay, the Elohim have helped me a lot in the last 2 months. My question is, based on a great deal of trial and error and research, I strongly believe my body type requires significant amounts of animal protein. However, I'm very emotionally conflicted because of the horrendous treatment of animals by the food industry. Even though I realize that I can purchase ethically treated meats, I still have repugnance towards the thought of eating animals. I probably have had many past lives as a vegetarian, and my past lives are conflicting with this present one. Can you please share, look at my energy to confirm whether or not I require animal protein? And if so, how can I feel more peaceful about it? Can you help me clear the past influence of my present life? Thank you. That's Barbara in Houston.
Thank you. As we take a look at your energies, we see that you do better with animal products. As that type of protein is very well used by your body and needed, we suggest that you do research on how to ingest complete proteins. Some of the proteins that are available from vegetarian sources are not complete, and there are elements that can be lacking, such as B12. And we suggest that you take a look, do some research on how you can get complete protein from vegetarian sources, perhaps by putting two different types of vegetables together, and that you then they wish to have the 12 shots, things that may be missing, and do some more research. You can also have some products if you wish, that are like eggs or other products that do not require the killing of the animal. If you do continue to have animal protein, then, as you have mentioned, to have animals that have been grown up in happy circumstances and that are ethically treated, as you have mentioned, until you have... Go ahead.
No, I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
Until you have developed a diet which you do not need it. We bless you and your thoughts.
Thank you. Okay, here's a question from me. A few years ago, I don't talk about this too much because it was so amazing I'm afraid people will, how would I say it? But in any case, let me just skip the preamble here. And a few years ago, we were on our Sunday grid healing, and we had this amazing experience where the Elohim was talking to a hurricane that was going down, barreling in on New Orleans. And then they were getting the hurricane's agreement to let it take energy and send it to different locations. And right after that call on the news, which I checked the internet right afterwards because I didn't believe it was real, and the hurricane had, despite all predictions that it was supposed to get stronger, suddenly was getting weaker. And in reading about weather, there's an energy form called elementals, which supposedly connects with weather. When the Elohim was making that connection, were they connecting to elementals, or were they connecting to the hurricane?
Thank you. We were connecting with the hurricane directly. The hurricane had a certain spinning energy, a certain size. To the people below, it looked very, very large and wide. To us, it looked like a spinning top, a small toy. And we were larger than the hurricane. Therefore, we were able to encompass the hurricane. And we were able then to connect with its rudimentary purposes and goals and rudimentary, you might call, thoughts. And we were able to interface then with the hurricane and to converse with the hurricane and to direct the hurricane's attention to all of the people along the shore who were praying. And you may not know it, but when you pray, you have a light. You exude a light. And so we saw all those lights of prayer along the shore. And we pointed those out to the hurricane. And we said to the hurricane, those people would be very, very happy if it dropped its force. And the hurricane was in a very joyous mood, and it wanted to please those people, and so it agreed. Before you got to the hurricane on the call, you had stationed various people that were in various parts of the world to hold an anchor point with the ground. There was one person on Mount Shasta holding an anchor point with the ground. There was another person that was holding ground in Southern California. The people that were holding the ground, which had been set up earlier in the call for the purpose of decreasing any potential earthquake activity, then were able to be utilized as anchors for the energy to flow into the various other parts of the world from the hurricane. Terry was an anchor in Sedona, and if you remember that day that Sedona got dark with rain, and that was part of the channel energy going from the hurricane and being transitioned into the vortexes in Sedona. There was an airfield in Southern California which had been pounded over and over by soldiers doing training drills, and the ground was very depleted of energy, so there was energy devoted to that ground. There was energy devoted to faults in the world, earthquake faults. People were deficient of energy in certain places, and the energy was devoted there. So the energy left the hurricane and was channeled to various parts of the world. And if you check with those people that were anchors, they were very, very tired after the exercise from having all of that energy in their vicinity.
When we do our Sunday grid healing, would it be good for me to do a preliminary session and say, where would it be good to move energy today to help balance the planet?
That is an interesting question, and it is very broad. In the case of the hurricane, we were very focused, and we had set up grids that needed energy that we could see beforehand, so it all flowed. If you do it, we suggest that you get more focus to your question and do not have it so broad. When you ask the question, various parts of the earth that are deficient in energy, or people, groups of people that are deficient in energy, flash by us. It is like a patchwork. There is some here, there is some there. So we would suggest you get your own focus on areas that may need work.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And we have a really, Jillian Rael Dutch wrote up quite an articulate expression here. And I'm going to make what she said simple, but then I will read it, okay? And the simple question here is, we know that there are so many devious plots going on our planet, designed to make us sick, designed to make us stupid, designed to even kill us, certainly to take away our free will. And the basis of our question is, why do the higher sources allow all these things to occur? Now, there's a presumption there that, in fact, that you have a choice and that you could stop it if you wanted to, but that may not be a correct presumption. But let me read what she wrote. I joyously discovered the existence of this group and the channelings back in January of 2014. One main theme which is repeated continually is the fact that we humans have free will. And because of this free will, the divine realms or the source or God is very careful not to interfere on Earth unless requested by individuals. In my quest to acquire knowledge regarding the negative faction working against the freedom, health, well-being, and existence of mankind, I have come to understand that this has been a carefully orchestrated plan to control humans since the beginning of our existence. I and millions of others pray every day for the awakening of mankind and God's intervention. But lately I have been feeling angry, because how can we as humans be guilty of acting with free will if we have never been given the truth about how magnificent and powerful each one of us are, because we are all connected and part of the God source? We have been lied to by evil sources, and the history of the earth and of God has been manipulated intentionally to distort and confuse us and keep us at war with each other instead of empowering us. We have been poisoned with chemicals to disable our intuitive facilities and diminish our intelligence. How can this be considered free will? How can the Elohim and our rock group watch and not intervene as innocent people die from wars and starvation or manipulated GMO food crops, tainted vaccines, and chemtrails? The consequences of these horrific activities are not the free will of the people. And we have no control over the evil cabal which imposes this upon us. I understand free will to be when an individual chooses actions with full knowledge of the consequences of their action. Great numbers of people on earth have been subjected and suffered from these evil entities without their free will. I believe the evil factions of our earth are a very small but powerful percentage compared to the population. But why is the evil of so few been allowed to harm so many and enslave them by denying their free will through lies and deception? To make a comparison, how can a contract of free will be enforced or executed when it is based upon fraud or deception? Thank you. Julianne, San Diego.
Thank you, Julianne. We take a moment and we organize our thoughts. We are here. We are present. We are here for those who ask us and who have the intentions that are pure and for the greater good. For us to take sides would limit the growth of those that do not know the results of their actions. They will find out the results of their actions. There is a natural law that although one practices through the self and negativity, it has its own consequences, which then are very hard upon the individual. The individual does not always know that the results they're getting have been from their negativity, either in this life or in a past life. However, if one were to lay it all out in a linear fashion, they would find that the consequences of their negative action then comes back to roost, and they are going to have, according to natural law, to deal with those negative consequences. There is a school in the third density. It is a school where one learns. When one learns to, upon their own centering and their own integrity and their own observation and their own actions, to build a life that is centered and is not acting in retribution against something else that they really cannot correct, but is correcting what they can correct. It is when one gets bigger and looks at the whole of the third density from outside, one can then see the various pockets of a dissension, the various unsolicited consequences that the unthought through ideas that some people practice have as consequences. They do not know the consequences that they bring forth. It is because we act in a free will manner, and we love all, even the negative we love. And we see the games, and we see the play, and we wish for the individual to grow strong and to be able to, within their own community, to build a strong community, to build a strong group that will be able to forestall the negative. We hope this helps some. It is a very deep question you have asked. You might ask yourself, if we took sides, who would we side with? Would we side with the general public as a whole? Would we side with Earth, where the general public was ruining an area unbeknownst to them? Would we side with Earth against the humans? Would we side with the humans against the Earth, where there is a conflict, where the trees were all being chopped down? Would we side with the trees? Who would we side with? It is a very big question, a very big picture, and each individual spark plays its part. Thank you.
Thank you. There was something in the Ra material by Carla Ruckert where the Ra group said there were periods of civilizations many, many millenniums ago where it was designed to be positive and that it was very loving. And according to the Ra material, in those civilizations, the thrust for people to have God consciousness, to have higher awareness, was very limited because they kept coming back to experience the enjoyment of their civilization as opposed to evolving. And so in some way, the negative, and maybe this was a higher decision somewhere along the line, it was designed to create negative so that people would be in a realm where they had to learn to rise above the negative in order to get to Godhead, so to speak. And in which case, the evolution sped up. Now, when we're talking about evolution here, we're talking about many, many lifetimes, not one lifetime. So I believe you look at the long view of evolution rather than the short view. And the short view is that we're suffering, many people are suffering, there's inequities, there's people who are hypnotized. And the long view is, how do people reach Godhead? And could you comment on what the Ra group said through Carla Ruckert on this? Thank you.
Thank you. Well, one of the thoughts that is going to our energy is that when an individual is in the third density, as each of you are, there, as you commented, are lies that are told. And one of them is the training that has been in ancient implants, that an individual is not worth anything that an individual is the slime of fear, that an individual is very bad, and that can then go into a person's subconscious and can limit their growth, can limit their ability to reach out and connect with others. It can be laid in childhood where a person becomes afraid to reach out. It is very important to be able to recognize your own self-worth. And it is your own self-worth, your own being, your own source that you are, that you reach out from. So it is very important that that be strong and you don't buy into any of the negative ideas or you discard any that seem to be there as you see them come up. Just let them pass and know that you are...
Drop the transmission.
Pardon? Pardon?
I don't know what that was. Let me mute everybody. Someone dropped in. That was not me. Hang on.
We can't hear Terry.
So they're saying they can't hear me.
They can't
hear
you.
Can anyone
hear
me?
I hear you fine.
Okay, so, we suggest that you listen to a replay if you can't hear me. It is a little hard for Terry to talk as she has had oral surgery and her face is swollen. So
all callers are muted.
For that, we have one other question on the board here is to comment on the Carla Ruckert material. Would you repeat one sentence of the gist of that?
The gist was that a long time ago, there was archetypes where the beings in this realm had a very easy time of it, very loving, very easy. And according to Ra, the evolution of those beings was very, very, very slow because there was no thrust for them to reach higher. And that was what I wanted you to comment on.
Thank you. When one is faced with a challenge, it requires strength of character. It requires development of one's own facilities, one's ability to communicate. It puts an onus on the person to be able to meet the challenge and develop himself strength-wise within himself to be able to hold his own determination, his own position. And so a challenge, it is then said, and we look at this, that a challenge is not given to for a person to circumvent or to handle unless the person is able to learn from it, to be able to grow from it, and be able to handle the circumstances. We realize that there is much suffering, and we look at it from several ways, several directions. There is the person and the unseeming atrocities that is committed on that person, and yet that person has a very long time track, and it is likely that at some point in that time track, he, she has participated in an atrocity being done. And for the atrocity to befall the person, then gives the person the sense, although they may not remember their original or multiple original things that happened that were similar. There are similar things, and it gives the person the other look of what it is to be on the receiving end. It is largely in the subconscious, in traveling in the subconscious, but we do know that those people that need each other, if they are really open and aware, find each other, that those people that you have helped somewhere down the track, they come into your life and be friendly and be a real ally to you, or those people that you have killed in the past, somewhere down that track, they find you and hate you, and you don't know why. So there is a large subconscious at play that people do not know, that they are not aware of. And it is good to talk about it. As we talk about it, we access that non-local memory. It is non-local, but it is local to yourself, but non-local also. That memory is there, and we access it. And just the act of accessing those memories is helping to ease up the suffering. Suffering goes within the race like a capacitor, and it is held there in the non-local, and it is then accessed and acted upon. When one has had participation, one then taps into it and isn't sure why, but there's an attraction there. And if you want to get rid of it, then disconnect from it. Move to a different frequency. Don't dwell on it. Move out of it and only move into a negative situation to purify it. Thank you.
Thank you. What a great answer. What a great question from Julianne and her thought in formulating it. And I know we have other questions. We might have to defer them because I want to ask at least one more question.
Now, Finn, Terry is hurting.
Terry is what?
She's hurting.
You can ask one more. It's okay.
Thank you.
We love you guys.
Okay, one more question. The question is, there are people on this line, people listening to our calls, people listening to the replays that have asked numerous times for help. And some people get help, and some people don't get help. And I know one person said, if the Elohim wanted to heal me, they would have done it. And how would you address those people?
Thank you. We take a look and we see that an individual may be in line for healing, that all circumstances are a goal for the healing. However, there may be other circumstances where the person is trying to learn something or is the intentions are mixed about their healing. They don't quite let it totally go of the alternatives, the reason to go to the other side, the difficulty of life with this body. And there is a two different intentions at play, and we work with it. It is an energy thing that when the energy of the healing gets high enough, then the energy can take hold. The energy for some situations, for instance, when it is through the body, the energy needs of healing needs to be through the body and needs to have enough extra added energy that it can move through the body and take that extra energy to heal. Sometimes there is a very big drain upon the energy of the body, not only from the body issue, but from the amount of energy the person burns. This person burns a great deal of energy in connecting, in the connections, in the beautiful connections. And it burns a great deal of energy when sleeping, when visiting other realms. And a great deal more energy is needed to be able to burn all that energy and to be able to furnish energy for the healing. In this case, there are several things at play. And one of them is the amount of energy, beautiful, beautiful energy, a connection with the other side, is burning brightly within the body. And it is hard for the nerve system to access that energy and handle that flow of energy. Those are preliminary comments on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's 6:56. We had a lot of other great questions. And those people that asked questions and I didn't answer them, please ask again next week, particularly Margaret and let me see, who else? Okay. Dennis and there was one more, Merrill. They were all really good questions, and but this was such an extraordinarily important question that I wanted to work it through. We could go for a few hours on this. And I want to thank Terry for being such a trooper with her jaw still in a healing mode to be here tonight and answer our questions. And thanking all of you for being here and supporting and creating this.
All callers are unmuted.
For this work to happen. And we'll see those of you that show up on our grid healing Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Love you all. Be well.
Thank you,
Terry and Wynn.
Thank you, Terry.
Peace and light.
Great night, everybody.
Thank you.
Sunshine to you all.
Well, yeah, I haven't sprung up. Hi.
Thank you, Wynn.
Good night.
Nice work, Wynn.
Your conference recording has stopped.